Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
I didn't get that mic open quite in time, but hey, I'm here. I'm glad you're here. We are going to have some good music and some good fun, and that's what Saturday's all about. That's what Saturday's for. Did you guys know that? For doing fun things. Well, I guess you got to clean the house, too, on a Saturday. But, hey, you get to go shopping. You get to listen to my show. And there's music. And you can have barbecues for lunch. And you can just watch a movie. That's fun, too. It's fun time. So, hey, hey, hey. Let's find something that we really will have fun with. Okay. I'm going to start this out. It's something you probably haven't heard in quite a long time. It's a good song. It really is a good song. It's not a rock song as such, kind of a pop song. Anyway, Juice Newton. And no, it's not the one you think it is. It is not. It is Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me. And it's a good song. So have a good listen.
Oh,
All right. I take it back. That was a rock song. Hello, my friend from across the pond. How are you doing, Anne?
Hello, Jenny. I'm great. How are you?
I'm really pretty great today. It's really kind of great.
Good.
It was a decent week. It wasn't a crummy week like last week. It was a decent week. Got everything done. The weather's been nice. It hasn't been extremely hot. It's like low 90s, high 80s. Compared to what it was, this is nice. It's cool at night, like in the 60s. It's wonderful. And when the weather's good, it makes you feel better.
Good.
Yeah, and I still got sunshine.
Yeah,
I could use a little rain in the weather. My plants would like rain, but I just planted cactus, so maybe not.
Anyway.
Yeah, I want the rain. The cactus, not so much. You know, that kind of a thing. But that's all right. That's all right. And you know what? I am going to play something special right now.
Lovely.
So I want to, Wade is listening. I'm going to play something for Wade. Now, Wade, everybody, you know Wade. Everybody that's listening that doesn't know Wade, he is Shauna's son, and he's 5 years old, and he is so into music. It's wonderful. Now, this is a special one. This is one of his favorites. And so if you're not quite into this sort of thing, which I will understand, but this is for Wade, and Wade loves this song. So we are going to play Crazy Frog by Axel F. for Wade.
What's going on?
Probably have a big old smile on your face.
and you're dancing around because that's what you do. And it's awesome. That was for you, Wade. That was for you. Mm-hmm. And if you got something else you want me to play next week, you make sure and let me know, honey, okay? Or you can tell Mama and she'll tell me. Mm-hmm. Either way, it works. So I understand that wasn't everybody's cup of tea. I get that. But that was for Wade. So it's okay. We could suffer through 3 minutes for Wade. That's fine.
I enjoyed it.
Good. That's good. That's good. I'm not going to say anything. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sure there were other people that enjoyed it. And I know Wade enjoyed it. And that's who it was for. So that's the important part. So we're all good. We're all good. Mm. I'm going to play one of my requests now. This is a request from John. And it's Dick Curless singing a truckin' song, Big Wheel Cannonball.
That's good.
This great and mighty nation will sing forevermore of the pioneers, brave engineers, and heroes by the score. But the world of transportation has its own breed just as great. It's the men of steel behind the wheels of big rigs hauling freight. Listen to the rumble, listen to the roar of the big wheels on the highways from the mountains to the shore. Oh, Buffalo Bill and Casey Jones would never have the gall to risk their fate on the interstate on the big wheel cannonball. Speculation when the big wheels roll at night. Some think their destination is a truck stop on the right, with a little old cat-eyed waitress or a hot shot on the make. But some I know would rather go for a hot chuck wagon state. Listen to the rumble, listen to the roar. Hear the jingle of the jukebox, see the action on the floor. Those giddy up go-go babies do the monkey and the crawl when a swinging combination plays the big wheel cannonball. Drivers do. It's food and drinks and 40 winks and then go falling through. But tonight I gotta hang up. She's the cutest little doll. I'll see you on the straightaway on the big wheel cannonball. On the big wheel cannonball. On the big wheel cannonball. Tonight she's riding shotgun and I warn you one and all. When a devil from St. Louis takes an angel on his haul, don't look for any halo round the big wheel cannonball. Don't look for any halo round the big wheel cannonball.
Oh my gosh. That voice. I mean, when he hits that final note, it's like, oh, wow. I've always loved a bass male voice, and it just fascinates me. You want to examine those vocal cords and see how do they do that. It amazes me. It totally amazes me. And hello, Susan. You made it across the pond as well.
I sure did. Hi, all.
Hi, Susan.
Hiya.
I got my two favorite ladies from the UK hanging out here. The only one missing is our graphic specialist, Tanya. But,
Tanya,
you know, she calls when she can, and when she can't, she usually is listening. So, hello, Tanya. You are special in our hearts, and I am so glad to have you with us. This is awesome. I love this. I absolutely love this. Well, hey, kids, I have something here that I found. You know, I've been kind of remembering Kenny Rogers in the First Edition the last couple of weeks. they were very, very popular in the 60s, and that was my era. So, you know, hey, that's not a surprise. That's when I was kind of in my mid-teens, you know. And this is the first edition. I found this, and it just made me giggle. It was wonderful. We're all used to the Oak Ridge Boys doing this song. And they do a wonderful job. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. This is just different, okay? First edition doing Elvira. You got to admit, that is different than the Oak Ridge Boys, definitely. And it's a little bit different for Kenny Rogers, too, but that's how he started. So I loved it. I heard this, and I said, okay, I got to play this. I got to play this. It's just everybody loves the Oak Ridge Boys doing Elvira, but, you know, this is just as good in a different way. But it's great. It's great. So now I've got Soul Survivors. Does that ring any bells with anybody? Soul Survivors.
No.
Well, then you're in for a treat. Here's a song that was very popular when it came out. It was great. Soul Survivors doing Expressway to Your Heart.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On expressway to your heart. That expressway.
This one is a request, so it's double pleasure to play it. And this is from the movie Roustabout. And Roustabout was filmed, from Wickenburg, probably about 17 miles from Wickenburg. Oh, you got to add six. So, okay, 23. Up the hill.
Up the hill.
And through the pass a little ways. And it's at a place called People's Valley. That's spelled with two E's. People's Valley, Arizona. That's where they did Roustabout. And when Elvis is riding the motorcycle down the highway and between those white fences, those whiteboard fences, that's the highway through People's Valley. And the Mon Ranches, those pastures behind there are the Mon Ranches. So this song came from the movie Roustabout, and it's called Wheels on My Heels.
Gotta do some living. Got the wanderlust. Better clear the highway, cause I'm gonna move some dust. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heels, and I gotta keep rolling, rolling along. Lots of pretty dollies try to fence me in, but I love them and leave them, cause the tumbleweed's my kin. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heels, and I gotta keep rolling, rolling along. Gotta do some living, got the wanderlust. Better clear the highway, cause I'm gonna move some dust. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heels, and I gotta keep rolling, rolling along. Lots of pretty dollies try to fence me in, but I love them and leave them, cause the tumbleweed's my kin. Oh, I got wheels, wheels on my heels, and I gotta keep rolling, rolling along. Why do I keep moving, never settling down?
can it be? I'm looking for a dream I haven't found. Oh, I got wheels on my heels, and I gotta keep it rolling, rolling along. Oh, I got wheels on my heels, and I gotta keep it rolling, rolling along.
On my heels. Of course, he was riding a motorcycle, so his heels were on the wheels. Just a technicality. It's okay. Just a technicality. We won't take that too far. It's okay. At least he wasn't dragging his heels, right? That might have been a problem. That could have been a real problem. You know, it's you drag your heels when you're on a motorcycle and you end up on the pavement. With no shoes, because they just wear off. So anyway, okay, next one, we have Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That group name has always fascinated me. It's kind of like, where did you guys come up with that? And I don't really want to know. It's okay, don't tell me. But the song is good. So it's okay. Their name can be whatever they want it to. The song is good. It's called You Made Me So Very Happy. So while you're listening to this, just put that special person in your brain. And they'll know it. They'll know it. You Made Me So Very Happy. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. Glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. Always show me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my dream like I can hear, baby.
Now, isn't that a perfect song when you want to express that to someone special to you? It could be someone you're married to. It could be a sister. It could be a very, very close and dear friend. It could be someone that is so incredibly wonderful that you just hold them in your heart every day and you want to tell them that they make you happy. That's a good song to do that. That's a wonderful song to do that. And that's one reason I love that song. I've always loved that song, just for that reason. You can use it to tell someone they're special to you. And I like it. I have. Hey, and welcome back, Anne, by the way.
Thank you, Jenny. I'm all ready.
This is what I think. This is what
I
the third
miss
time.
You, Anne. I didn't know you'd gone.
Well, it
thank
was during
you,
the
Susan.
Song. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we always
you,
want to know that. We want somebody to tell us that. Sure. During the song. It was during the song, Susan. So you were kind of muted out, and I couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Or anything, but
I was listening to the song.
Exactly. She got back. So we'll, and yeah. Susan has a real nice, steady, strong connection. So that's awesome.
I do. That makes a change.
Yes. And
I normally can't get one.
It's clear. I know. It's clear and you're not cutting out. It's wonderful. This is perfect. I like this. Ah, and someone just popped in that I have to say welcome to. Tanya, you got it.
Tanya.
Oh my God, Tanya. Now I can breathe.
Yeah,
it was in my spam. It was in my spam.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you found it. That's the important part. You found it. Awesome.
Oh,
I was just laughing. I was just racking my brain going, I know I sent it. I know I sent it. I know I sent it. And I felt so bad. Oh, I'm glad you found it.
I'm sorry.
I don't care where it ended up. I'm just glad you found it. That's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. I couldn't let the team down. I just couldn't.
Well, you're here now. So I have all three of my UK gals here with me. I love that. I can just sit back and let you guys talk and just listen to you, and I'll be happy. I know. I'm a silly old duck, aren't I? I'm just a silly old duck. That's okay.
It's never happened before.
I know.
I was really cheesed off. Honest to God. I was like, no, this can't be happening.
It has to be here somewhere. It has to be here. I know. I got an automatic update on my computer last week, and for a day and a half, nothing was working correctly. So it could have been something left over from that update. Who knows?
I delete all spam. I delete it. I just don't.
Well, you might want to look at it first now, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really.
Oh my goodness!
People,
okay.
Look in your spam.
Yes.
Look
you might find
spam.
Something important. You might And you don't have to open it if it's not important. Not a problem.
You could have won the lottery. But you could have won the lottery. And you're throwing it away.
Exactly. And it's in your spam because your computer thinks you're being stupid.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. All right. Well, I have another request.
It could have been on me.
Yeah. I have another request that I want to play. And this is from Lonnie. Lonnie sent this request, and it's the Contours singing Do You Love Me? And it's a nice one.
Wonderful.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Me crazy. That is from the movie Dirty Dancing. I love that song. Of course, I love that movie. I mean, you know, I must have seen that movie a dozen times. My gosh, I have it on CD. I mean, you know, it's a dumb little girly film, but I like it. I love watching that man dance. I tell you.
What movie is that?
Hello now. Hello to everybody. Hello.
Hello, Tanya.
Hello. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tanya. How are you doing?
Yes, you all live in the UK, but you don't live in the same areas, do you?
No, we don't.
No, we're not far from each other. Oh, Susan.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
No, we don't actually. I'm going to coach tomorrow, so I'm not going to be. I'm going to be 15 miles from Susan.
You're in Colchester.
Yeah, we've all been to see Mum tomorrow, so yeah.
Oh,
so
we're
not going far at all.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Tanya, next time you're going, not this time, because I'm going to be tomorrow. But next time you're going, it'd be lovely to meet up.
Yeah, definitely, we'll do it, yeah. Have a cuppa. Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, Jenny.
Hey, that's okay. I'm just meant for the action.
It's your show, Jenny.
Hey, you know, it's just fine. I could sit and listen to you guys talk all day, and it's just, hey, you know, I used to have the British comedies and the dramas and stuff on TV. I could get with PBS and with Direct TV and all that stuff, and I don't have satellite TV anymore, so I miss it. So when you guys call, I'm just in seventh heaven. I'm doing fine.
Sean has a brilliant impression of Life of Brian and things like that. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what's that? Oh my goodness! I can't even remember the titles of them anymore. But there were like three of them that I would watch all the time, and they were just hilarious. I loved them. But anyway. That's okay. We got past that. Now, I have another request from Angel. This is something, I mean, I guess, and she showed me where this happened. Coldplay is a band that played during the Super Bowl a few years ago, and I swear to God, I have never heard of them.
Doesn't ring even a little buzzer.
Let alone a big bell. It's not there. And this is a song that I have never heard of before. So it's new territory, new music, new song, a new band as far as I'm concerned. And, okay. Hey, I'm up for new things. This is great. I like learning new things. Oh, maybe I should have said that. Oh, well, it's out there anyway. I already said it. There it goes. Alrighty then. This is Coldplay, requested by Angel, singing Viva la Vida.
I used to own.
I love that song.
All right. Awesome. That was really good, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a good song. Yes.
Love it.
I'd never heard it before, so I was really kind of listening. That was a good song. I like that. And I have more good stuff for you, so it's okay. We have one more request. No, one more request? Two more requests. I'm going to play the first one from John. Actually, his second request, but the first two I have left. I'm just explaining myself too much. Okay. This one, do you guys remember Vicky Carr?
I've heard her name. I can't think what she sings.
She used to be a very, very big name, and she played Vegas. And she was wonderful. I used to see her on TV on those musical varieties that they used to have. I don't remember which one I saw her on, but I remember two songs from her. This is one of them. The other one was The Big Hurt. And they just, they're memorable. They're just memorable. That's all there is to it. Well, The Big Hurt I remember because when I was married and my husband was in the band, they did this song. So that was 1972, 1973, something like that. So, you know, it has hung around for a while. It really has. And Vicky Carr, I think she's still performing, and she is still dynamite. It's just this lady has a voice that won't quit. It's wonderful. And she has the sweetest, most wonderful personality to match it. It's very, very rare combination, but it's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. And that's the impression you got from her, even on TV, was how sweet and nice and polite and fun she was. So this is a song called It Must Be Him. Thank you, John.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
I tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself don't be a fool. Play the field. Have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. Tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings, and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it be.
I just used to think when I would hear this how true this song was. Because, you know, teenage girls, okay, teenage girls. When that phone rings, your heart just stands up at alert and you're just waiting for your mama or whoever answers that phone to say, call for you, you know, and then when you're going to answer the phone, it says, oh, please, please let it be him. Please let it be him. Please let it be him. And if it is, you're the happiest girl in the world. If it isn't, you just want to crawl into a corner and cry. That's teenage girl emotions. Now, every one of you girls remember that, right? You remember that happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if the guys really ever realized that at the time, but, you know, they could send us into spins without even trying. It was just amazing. But I'm not so sure it doesn't still happen. You know, even at my age, I don't get any phone calls from guys, but what the hey, you know? It is what it is, right? I'm sure that, a phone call from anybody special would send my heart leaping. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Yeah. I'm not dead yet, so.
No, I've been out.
Oh, my goodness.
Good reason. Yeah.
I am very, very much alive in more ways than one, and it's kind of like, anybody want to feel alive, just be around me for a little bit. Not a problem. You're going to see how wonderful life is, how special it is to be alive, how much feeling you can have.
She makes a good cuppa.
Yeah.
I still give us a ring.
Yeah. Hey. All right. How about another Elvis song, ladies? You think you could handle
that? Oh, yes, please.
Oh, well, she said please. That means I have to do this. Then.
Praise
and
Steve
this,
Rola.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to play. Exactly.
Joking.
Because it's one of my favorites.
Oh,
I love this song. Oh, man. Talk about sending me into orbit.
I need the defibrillator. Can you get the defibrillator out?
Yes. Well, just to get your heart racing fast enough, you're not going to need it. It's going to keep you moving. It's going to keep your heart pumping. It's okay.
Your
blood
will be alive. I'm getting excited now.
This song just sends me into orbit. I love this song.
So
here we go. Elvis doing Steamroller Blues.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I need a shower.
Mute me now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm on the road. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you. Thank
my
you.
God.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Every time
much.
That starts, it's like, okay, it's time for one of those dances,
oh,
you know? And then, oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, God, flush.
Well, oh, I don't take it quite as far as the flush, but I imagine the dance. And then one, okay, the dance has to include a pole, right? Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a given. I mean, you could do a strip tease to that. That's the right beat.
I tell you.
Yeah.
But what? It would have to be a private strip tease. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I tell you.
I'd rather
and then the steamroller could happen. Then the steamroller could happen. Okay, Jenny, move on to something else, girl.
We're all done now. Dear me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. I don't know what to say now. That's it. I'm finished. That's it, Jenny. We finished the show now.
Tanya, just sit there and breathe.
Finish the show, Jenny. Just finish the show.
Oh my god.
Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness. This is great. Okay, Jenny,
Can you play that again? Yeah, can you play again, please?
Yeah.
Tanya's left the building.
I think I need to play that every show. I need to play that every show.
At the beginning.
I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
We could have a sing along with it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You let him sing and you dance. That's the whole point of it. See?
I do dance.
And then you play. And after the song's over, then you play Steamroller. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, you know, but
I'm
a little off center, so,
you know,
that's okay.
You could play all night for me, Jenny. Dedication, steamroller. Yeah,
exactly.
I'd be happy.
There you go, Tana. There was your song, Tanya. There was your song.
Oh, my God.
Steamroller and then such a night? Oh, my God.
Okay, there's a plan, girl. There's a plan. Okay, there we go.
Oh, dear,
I know somebody who should be feeling pretty warm right now.
Yeah.
It's not Tanya.
Okay.
We're going to go on to the next song. And
it's
Lee
quiet.
Michaels.
You're very, very quiet.
Yeah, Lee Michaels is going to sing, Do You Know What I Mean?
I just saw her just a day.
what I mean. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness sake. It's kind of fun getting to the point of embarrassing somebody to a certain point. You don't want to overdo it, but, you know. I do it so well.
I'm
good at that. Okay, I have one more request, and this is just one more request. And I have to say, Brandon, I'm sorry, but I changed your request to the one that I was going to do next week. I'm going to do that at a later time. I have to wrap my head around it. We'll talk about it. Not a problem. But I am going to do the song Shake by Mercy Me, and Brandon requested that as well. So we're going to do Shake by Mercy Me for Brandon.
And I don't ever want to go back. Ain't no explanation how I saw the light. He got me and set me free, and he brought me back to life. Blame it on the transformation. Chained down to the car. Love is real and I can't sit still. But my name's not shame no more. Great God Almighty, don't change me. Great God Almighty,
that it hasn't been fun so far. It really has.
Oh, it has. Definitely.
You did say fun times.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard to follow that, isn't it? Yeah. Well,
it is.
I should have played it later in the show, I guess, but that's how it goes.
Now we should play it at the end because then we can go and have a cold shower.
Yeah. such a poor hubby.
No,
poor man.
Oh, hey, have a couple's shower. I'd still shower alone, but you know, you guys could do that.
No, I have a bad story about that. I have a really bad story. I won't sit on.
How about another Elvis song? This is one of my favorites. I really kind of like this. It makes me think of trips to Tahiti, where I have been, trips to Hawaii, where I have not been, the beach, the moonlight, the ocean, the palm trees, breezes. That's what I think of when I hear this song. This is Elvis, of course, doing Moonlight Swim.
Oh, it's awesome.
Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim.
Throwing themselves in the sea, wouldn't you? If he was a lifesaver, they'd be all throwing themselves in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Yeah,
well, they would, wouldn't they?
Oh my god.
There would be a lot of women that would. I have to say, I'm probably not one of them. I have a little more sense than that, but.
Can you see it though? I mean, they're all going to be throwing themselves in the sea. The poor man.
You don't want to be one of the crowd, because who notices the crowd? You know?
Yeah, but
nobody notices
throwing
the crowd.
Themselves in my fish, aren't they? Just to be safe. You know what I mean?
Oh,
then,
I'm
pretending,
yeah, throw it
pretending
in it
not to breathe so they get the kiss of life. Do you know what I mean? So they stop, pretend, hold their breath so they get a kiss of life then. You know?
That's what it is. Got to throw in the net and hold them back in so they don't all drown.
Exhausted.
Okay. We're going to listen to Chicago.
I'm sorry.
It's a very far away. I was
I'm
funny.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
I get so excited, say.
Well, you're being yourself, and that's the whole point. I want
well, that is me,
yeah.
And that's that. That's that, Meds. Can you imagine? Oh my God!
Hey, you know?
I
like,
okay.
I just picture things. I could just see all these women throwing themselves in the sea like fish, you know, holding their breath, so they get this life.
You gotta have the boat patrol or the harbor patrol in their boat standing by with that net so that nobody drowns, because they're gonna start signaling last time down. Okay. We need to go to Chicago now. We really have to go to Chicago.
Yes.
We're gonna
listen
to Chicago. Make me
quick
smile. It's right up the line. Make me smile. See? You've been doing that.
Thank you.
I love Chicago. The horns and everything, it's just the horns and the harmonies, and I love listening to Chicago. It's great. It's totally great, and I love that song. Make me smile. Oh, yeah. We're together. Make me smile. It does. It really does. Yes. Okay. It's that time of the show because I have a song that I want to be sure and have enough time to play in its entirety because it is fantastic. It is so amazing. But first, I want to say thank you to Susan and Anne and Tanya for calling in and being my UK team and just making it so much fun today.
We love you.
This was great. This is fantastic. I love having you guys here. And thank you to Shauna and to everyone in the chat. Thank you for everybody who sent requests. Thank you, John and Lonnie and Angel and Brandon. And Shauna, I have to apologize too because I told her that I would play a song for her, but I didn't get a chance to put it in the library today. So I'm going to have to do that for the next show. And it's a good song, so I really do want to. It would be fantastic, and it's going to be next show. Not a problem. And I'll have requests from everybody else next time. So, hey, people, if you want to hear something, let me know. And that's for Susan, Ann, and Tanya as well. You know, just because you're across the pond doesn't mean you can't send me a message asking me to play a song for you.
I'd love
That'd
to.
Be great.
Yeah.
Yes, please do. It's wonderful. Lovely. And thank you to everyone else who is listening that, you know, you didn't call me, you didn't message me. That's okay. You don't have to because I know you're listening. Because it's friends, family who like my show, and for some strange reason, they like to hear me talk. I don't know what that is, but it's okay. So I want to start letting everybody know now that towards the end of the month, I am planning a vacation. So I may miss a show towards the end of October. If I can find a computer up north, I won't miss it. But if I can't scare one up, I probably will. But I get
you just
to see
enjoy
my mama.
Yourself.
Well, I get to see my mama and my sisters. And that's
lovely.
Important right now. That's important. I haven't seen them for about 3 years. And my mama's husband died about a month ago. And I really, really need to go see her.
Okay.
I really need to go see her. So just letting everybody know that there's a maybe that I could miss the show. So if I don't have to, I won't. But you need to be forewarned. It's one of those things you need to be warned about. It's like the flu. You know, you need a warning. So anyway, I have this song that I really, really want to play. And John sent this to me, and I said, honey, I love this song so much, you do not need to count it as one of your requests because I would play it anyway. If I had known about it before, I would have played it. This is by a guy named Marcelito Pamoy, and he's a Filipino. And oh, my God, you would not believe. This song is done in a female voice and a male voice. Both are very pure in tone, very beautiful, just right on. And they're both done by Marcelito. He does the female voice and he does the male voice. So keep that in mind when you're listening to this because it is totally phenomenal. Just totally phenomenal. Now, it's called The Prayer, and it's a fantastic, fantastic performance. So here you go with Marcelito Pamoy singing The Prayer.
Oh, so, I love this.
Thank you, John.
I tell myself what's done is done.
Oh,
I tell myself.
wrong. My mouth slipped. That one is right above the prayer, but that's not the prayer, obviously. Oh, Jenny, you blew that one royally. I guess if I'm going to make a mistake, I might as well make it a big one, right? That was a big one. Okay.
That's the same right now. You know
again.
That, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's try.
This keeps slipping up. There we go. It's Blog Talk Mom.
Wish 107.5.
My prayer, you'll be all. And watch us where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know.
Wish 107.5.